Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. 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 The
Bye Guys, nigga. Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Luis J. Gomez is out. He heard himself sucking his own dick over the fact that he's working out again. So, it's...
Don't forget he's sober, too.
Oh, yeah. We're all so proud.
Yes.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
But...
We have them in studio.
Got,
he needs a prayer.
Don't start with me, Ian.
Karen's the one that got away. She's a 1 out of 10.
You know who that is. It is the other bye guy. It's your other boy,
woo!
Ian Finance. My friend, I love these, and I'm glad you're here.
I love these so much. I'm so glad I'm here. I'm slowly poisoning Lewis so that we can do this all the time. And it's just an honor and a pleasure and a great way to start off 2021.
And a great way to start off our week is with these two.
Yes.
Beautiful, funny, wonderful guests. One, a regular of the show.
Oh.
A stalwart of the Gas Digital legacy.
Yes, she puts the wart in stalwart.
Come on, Ian. Why are you... I bought you dinner like 4 days ago.
You did. I know.
Why
it's
are you
just,
being, why
it's
are
just
you
pomp.
Hold that against
it's
you?
Just pomp for the show.
Don't hold that against.
I love you.
I hope you get pomped in the ass this weekend.
What's a Star Wars?
I hate you.
I got a respected regular.
Thank you, Zach.
Karen
a respected
here.
Person. Yes. Hi, Karen. What?
Thank you. I'm a real loogie. Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me and this unknown that I brought with me.
Yes. I thought it would be a very good way to get to know our new guest, Jared Schwartz, by having you introduce him. Let him know. Let us know why we should know Jared, why you brought him,
yes.
What you think makes him an appropriate guest for this edition of Bye Guys.
Jared's great because he's born and raised on Staten Island, so he has just lovely feathers and strokes of racism that are so subtle and pure. They really like tug at my heartstrings. He's a hard worker. He's good. He writes jokes once in a while. I've seen him add to his act.
That's nice.
And he's a good hang. He rolls joints. He drives me places to and from and gets me there sober, and I'm not afraid.
You're like a little Lewis.
I can't wait to show this to my mom.
His mom really made me latkes on... Good one. He built me a spice shelf.
I love how cute Jared is. And he was like, I showed my grandma my cartoon. My mom
yes,
did this.
How
I'm
cute.
Like, I love family.
Yeah.
It's so nice. I hope to have
it's
one.
It's funny because I barely have it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You probably do have
a
one.
Very small. Yeah. A little bit. Not really.
You well, thanks for showing
like
us why you're on the
you.
Show.
You do have the confidence of people love you at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love the hometown kid. Like, look at what, Jared? Well, oh, that kid whose eyes are shut all the time?
Oh,
look
wow.
At him.
He got on the ferry. He made it.
Yeah, look at him go.
It's because I'm still there.
Dude, do you remember that, like, MTV True Life? Like, I'm moving to New York or something like that. And they had people in Staten Island that would, like, go to a shop and look at the skyline and be like, one day. One day.
Oh, man,
it's like,
you
just need
shit.
A Metro card.
Wasn't that the ending of The King of Staten Island?
I didn't see it. That
was pretty
I believe the ending was him staring, looking at where the World Trade Center used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that sounds like a joke.
Him putting on a mask and being like, oh, no.
Yes, I am from one of those places where people call going to New York, going to the city,
ooh.
Even though it's 10 minutes away,
ooh.
And there is nothing more disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Dude, well, I'm from Delaware, and, like, being an AA in Delaware, like, even, like, you know, getting a job at Home Depot, people are like, you doing it? Yeah! You know, because you're not, like, selling your mother's things for heroin. And I did a gig at Caroline's, and it was, you know, I was, like, young in comedy, and it was, like, wild. And these people in AA are like, you should film it and put it on YouTube. And this is like 2011 or 2012. And I was like, what? No. People just put, you know, like you could fart and put it on YouTube. Who cares? And now that's like the thing to do. I was like, wow.
It's like my OnlyFans stuff got leaked. And it like somebody got wound up on sites, and like I'm from Boston, and people are like, yeah, but she's on Pornhub, dude. She got on the hub.
That's awesome.
What was the revenge porn site that got shut down?
Wasn't it like a first and last name or something? Like Angela Madison or Madison?
No, no, there was another one. Anyone up?
Yes. Oh, bro, that was such a bad website that I would look at in my halfway house and find AA girls.
Well,
in.
here's one.
Whoopsies.
What were we going to do, read to each other?
This is new to Comedy Zach. Try finding the girl you're living with on it.
No.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
She was?
Yes.
Wow. Girl, married wife now?
No.
Oh, good, good, good.
No.
No, you don't marry a girl that's on the internet.
No, no, never. They're pigs.
If they're hot, here's the thing.
Ian, you're in love with me. Ian, the last time we hung out, he's like, can I use your bathroom? 2 hours later, he's still at my house.
I know. I fell asleep on her couch.
Yeah, right.
Her dog bit me.
He does this thing where he's like, hey, something's wrong with me. And he like tries to get you to look at his dick, but I didn't fall for it. He'll be in your bathroom. He's like, hey.
I can't put my dick away.
Yeah. He's like, Kara, can you come look at my dick? And I'll be like halfway there. I'm like, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to go.
Something's
look at
wrong with me emotionally. Can you look at my dick?
Well, you've never peed with the door open, hoping that the sound will attract them?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was taking a shit. And I was like, Karen, something's wrong with your tub. You need to come in. And I was just going to be like, Yahtzee.
I just start giving you a shoulder rub. I got you, friend.
Because I'm sitting on the toilet like AC Slater.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we go any further, let's get plugs out of the way and get into all these awesome, fun stories that we have planned.
Yes.
Jared, Karen, what do you want people to check out? Social media, podcasts, anything. If you got dates, shoot them out. Let's hear them.
Follow me on Instagram, Karen Fian. Subscribe to me on YouTube. That's where you can find Only Fians. That's mine and Jared's podcast show. It's
Only Fians.
Thank Only you. Fee. That's right. Our very song is out by Lil Frex, very talented artist. We are going to be in Connecticut January 9th. I think it's like a secret show, though.
No way.
You want to come?
Yeah, why not?
And the stand's starting to do shows again on Wednesday. Top
I
secret.
Know.
Top secret.
Be there this weekend. Oh.
So.
Boop, boop, boop.
So.
I will. Yep.
I don't know. What else?
Can I get some plugs in or not?
Go for it.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what I brought you for.
Plug away, buddy.
Yeah, you can follow me at The Kid Jared.
Oh, the hoodies
Instagram.
Are on sale now. Way to go, Johnny.
Yeah.
Only fan hoodie. They're really
cute. You can follow
cute.
Me on Instagram at The Kid Jared. That's where all my content is. You can get links to my shows. I throw a weekly show on Tuesday at Joey Bat's Cafe.
Hey, all right.
And you can see me at The Chester on Tuesday
as well.
Can
you just wait for your turn?
I'm just
Why
so
are
excited.
You like this?
I have
Why are
problems.
You like this? You're a petulant child. Etiquette.
Thank you, Karen.
You're right. Sorry.
I have a weekly show at Mama's Boy Comedy, if you want to follow that as well. MOMMASBOY Comedy.
You can move you it can, along, too, though,
you can,
Jared.
You can check out... Just check out my Instagram. Check out my cartoons.
Very
and,
funny cartoons.
Thank you. Thank
Instagram.
You very much. I appreciate you having me on today. I'm here to have fun.
Fantastic.
Thank you for letting me get that in.
Ian.
Hi, everybody. You can follow me on Instagram, ianimal69, IANIMAL69.
Oh, that reminds me of my OnlyFans. It's MNM69.
Can you let me go, on, Karen? Sorry. You're a petulant child.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Karen, you're a flatulent child.
I'm starting to feel like the most mature one here.
Follow me on Twitch. I'm Twitch streaming now. It's so much fun. Twitch.tv/ianimal69. I have a podcast coming out called Ian's Infinite Playlist. I put up videos every day on Instagram. I had one more thing, but I forget. Zach, what do you got going on?
Guys, check me out here
cool
on the podcast.
Cool dismount, homo.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You're going to get it.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight, comics talking shit while we watch a movie. And Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. We're also on Fight TV on Saturdays and the Fight Network in the UK. And I will be out on the road. End of this month, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's opening for Luis J. Gomez.
Yes.
With Chris from Brooklyn. So thank God somebody who does drugs will also be there.
Yes.
That is going to be a long 5 days.
Ay, ay, ay. Are you staying in Jersey?
I don't want to go back and forth.
That's a nightmare at Uncle Vinny's.
Oh, boy.
Just stay.
And I will be at the Secret Group in Houston with Luis. Valentine's Day weekend, we're also going to be doing a date in Austin and I believe Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, that's fun.
Should be real fun. Check it out. It will be that Valentine's Day weekend. One day might get moved over, but it'll all be in a row.
Yes. And also, I just want to say a big 2021 announcement. Zach and I will be doing Bye Guys every week. Fuck Lewis. We love him, but fuck him.
Oh, so we're on Bye Guys. We're not doing Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, this is a subset of the Real Ass Podcast.
Yes.
Jared just gets up and leaves.
Yeah. I know. No, because if Jared got up and left, I'd be like, baby, bye, bye, bye.
I just get
I
up
thought
and do
I was
the
getting
dance.
Called up to the minors.
Yeah, yeah. And if Karen mouths off again.
Jesus. Is that the video?
No, that's the Morgan stop.
That's what I thought.
Actually, let's start with that. That is a very good transition.
Thank you so much.
And there's nothing Ian loves more than a good transition.
Speaking of, we'll get into that too.
Yeah, so bring it. Shannon, do you have that off of Ian's Instagram? It should be on his live, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, we have an attacker here in New York City. All right, attention, women in New York City, Brooklyn. If you're in Brooklyn, please share. There's now a sixth woman who was attacked at the Morgan L station. Attacker is about 5'8", medium build, and has worn either a gray hoodie or a dark puffer jacket with a mask and beanie. He's attacked at both ends of the station and waits for women to be alone. The attacks are typically at night between 8 and 10 p.m.
One woman got attacked at 4:30.
Please be on alert if you use this station now.
And read the next post, Shannon.
Yes.
I do live off the Montrezl. If you are a woman and you need a walk buddy, DM me on Instagram.
I know this guy's 5'8". He might have the drop on.
I have breast knuckles. I'm kidding.
That's nice of you.
Breast knuckles.
Now, I hate to be a broken record here, but I feel like there's a detail they're leaving out about this attacker.
He's Chinese.
That could narrow things down. Well, they said 5'8".
The likelihood.
You're saying they should give a race. I agree.
They would narrow things down.
Right, but I would counter with the guy's wearing a mask. They're getting attacked from behind. You're getting a flurry of punches and someone is running. You're probably only seeing
right, what color
behind.
Was the fist that hit you?
Mm. Well, have you ever gotten attacked?
Yes, I have.
It really is disorienting and you can't really tell.
And some of these white crackheads, their fists are so dirty right now. They look black.
Yeah. I got hit with a belt buckle once. Oh. And I had a pretty accurate description of the guy. Also, one time got my ass squeezed on the subway, turned around, Asian businessman.
Good for you.
Who giggled at me. Very low giggle.
That was a funny giggle.
I mean, it's insane. The amount of attacks are up in the city. The amount of shootings are up in the city. Nothing is being done about it. I was saying it earlier, but the whole mental health initiative, they're bringing, you know, that whole push of like, don't call the police, call a mental health care worker. And they're only doing that in two sections of the city where they have a large amount of mentally ill people. But it's like they're everywhere and there needs to be more vigilance. And the cops aren't doing anything because there's that push to defund the police, which is bullshit. And it's just really, really frustrating.
When me and Ernest go into Penn Station, I put on my headphones and I play the I Am Legend theme song. And I'm like, let's go.
You're going to have to snap his neck.
If these crackheads get a hold of him.
That's the thing. If you are on the train and you're getting off at night, I know it sucks, but take one earbud out. Do not be looking down in your phone. You got to look over your shoulder.
Dude, I'm like fighter stance for no reason all the time.
Dude, you have to be.
Make them think you're crazy.
Even as a man, I feel like you should be like looking over your shoulder every, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, just like checking, you know, and just be very spatially aware.
Honestly, get dogs, dude. People don't really want to buy. I mean, it lessens the chances.
Or if you want people to leave you alone, walk around with your cat. That's what I do. You know, no one comes around me.
So six women now... There's no video of any of this. Don't subway stations have cameras?
Yeah, and they're all fucking broken. The subway system is in shit disarray. I mean, now they're cleaning it from 1 to 5, but it took a global pandemic to get them to clean it fucking once a month.
I heard they're barely really cleaning it. I heard they're doing a once over with a mop.
I mean, it's crazy, man.
I feel like
De Blasio is such a piece of shit,
to make
mayor.
You think they cleaned it. I haven't physically seen
I've been on it, and in the morning it's like super clean, whatever, whatever. But I mean, like, dude, there needs to be a police presence, and that's the thing too. Like, the police presence, they need to de-escalate it way better and not be so fucking trigger happy. But even just a police presence deters crime.
I agree.
You know, mm-hmm. and this whole push to defund the police, having, you know, in the summer they were doing that thing of like, you know, if you see something, before you call the police, approach them and say, hey, neighbor, can you, you know, whatever. And this woman did it with fireworks, and these kids left, got a gun, and murdered her.
Right. Totally. That's like this guy just like sort of like wandered up and like laid down like in front of my building. And I was like, oh, cool, cool, cool. And I
Neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
I did like a U-turn. I did come back.
It starts
back.
And ends like neighbor.
I did come back. I did like talk to him. I was like, hey, I was like, do you live here? And he was like, no. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he got up and he like walked away. And
that happened. I saw a guy jerking off on the street and I was like, hey, man. There's a park right over there. He was like, you're right.
You know what would be funny? Like, New York isn't really this bad at all. Me and Ian, like, we're all just trying to keep our rent low. We're like, don't move here. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not
that bad. Saw... How many subway dicks do you think you've seen in your life?
Oh, maybe...
I've seen a couple. Not as many as you would think.
Right. I've seen maybe, like, if I'm being honest, like 10 or less. But I'm not looking for them.
I am, and it's just hard to find. Yeah,
I was at the 36th Street Station a couple years ago. And I saw maybe the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa.
Homeless black guy, yes. Very ashy.
Mm.
His dick was enormous and so dark that it like absorbed the light.
Oh,
hard, stroking it.
Wow.
Look up at him. Look of confusion and fear on his face.
Aww.
Way worse than if he was enjoying it.
Yeah.
Just set, look terrified.
Well, can I tell you, when I had a mental breakdown and I found myself coming like two and I was pulling on my dick. I was in my apartment, but I feel
he
like that's
coming also. That's, he was next to
that's
a prisoner.
A sensation that like feels good for a second and you're like going crazy and you just want to like feel, you know? So I feel like they're crazy and I feel like that's why they're jerking off.
Well, I went and got a cop because I thought that was the thing to do.
Yes.
Because it was a platform full of people. Yeah. There was women and kids.
Good for you.
I go and get... There's two cops at the complete other end.
Yes.
I go, hey, guys, sorry to bother you. There's a guy jerking off over there.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted no part of my bullshit.
Of course not. You know the paperwork for a public jerk off?
That's true.
Do you think that guy's going to relinquish?
But why don't they just be like, shoo?
One,
I know. Shoo
fly. That's what I wanted.
Don't you guys have an air horn?
Yeah. The one cop starts putting on gloves. The other cop goes to me, all right, I'm going to need to see some ID.
From you.
What?
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
what?
Because if you're making a formal complaint, then they need all your info.
Yeah,
it's
so then he wants my ID. He goes, well, we're going to fill out a lot of paperwork.
I've
you're
been
gonna
through
need
with
to
Lewis
come
a
to
million times.
You're gonna need to come down to the station and identify. And I was like, I just want you to spook him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And can they're like, well,
go
we can't.
Show him your gun?
Which they're is like, also a description.
Yes. Here's what happened. So the cop starts walking away. I say... It's the guy down there in sweatpants because I was being a pussy. The cop from halfway across the platform. Now everyone's looking at me because they just saw me go to the cops.
Yeah.
Right.
And they go, which guy? I go, the guy in the dark blue sweats. Which guy? I went, the big black one.
Yeah.
Right.
And everyone's head turned to snaps.
Oh my God.
Right. Now they just saw me point at the cop and go, the black
guy. You're the asshole. You know, that's insane.
And all of a sudden, the guy like buttons up a vest, puts his dick away. Sir, me?
Yeah.
I have a... Some guy was jerking off at me in motion, right? Almost like we were about to like tango. I was eating a salad, and like I was like, so, and like
it was a drive-by.
Yeah, it was.
A drive-by jerking.
It was. I'm like shoving like lettuce in my face, and I didn't want to move, so I went like this. Like you just said, like I was like back up, and he was like, okay, and he just starts walking backwards, and, like still going.
Right. That's great. Dude, my buddy, this homeless guy was like, hey, can I get money or whatever? He was like, sorry, friend, not today. And the guy's like, the fuck you call me?
Yeah.
He's like, I was trying to treat you like a human.
Right.
My name's Goofball.
Yeah. Shannon, subway dicks, ever?
I'm trying to think about it. I don't think I've ever seen one. I think I really try to avert my eyes. And
yeah.
No, I don't want to.
You can tell a person like that might be a dick puller outer, and like women will just avoid eye contact.
Mm. Now, here's the thing. Do you confront them?
No, I'm not trying to confront dick guy.
No, because he's already crazy.
As a man, do you confront them?
No, because that's a crazy person.
Right.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know how to deal with that person who's already gotten to the point of a logical where they think it's okay to jerk off in public.
Yeah. See, Ian has been that guy.
Yes.
So he is like, what would you do?
Well, I don't say anything. I do confront them with my mouth, but I don't say any words.
Hey, let me help you finish.
I'm like, put that away, honk.
He's like, look, I guess I'm just what you needed.
Let's speed things up, friend.
I have some additional information on the guy that's assaulting.
Oh, great. Please.
Oh, also, they arrested him, and because of the dollar bail program, he was out the next day. So that's happening a lot, too.
Right. Are we talking about the L-Train guy?
Dollar yeah. bail program.
People were getting arrested, and then arrested? Because they're not being held for misdemeanors, he was only caught once, and it was a misdemeanor, and so he got out the next day.
So because only one person could positively identify him, and because he didn't take money or anything else, they were able to bring it down to a misdemeanor. His name is Benny Watts, and he's 50, and he's from here, the Lower East Side.
Mm.
Can we see him?
I don't, let me look. It's not in this article, let me look.
Yeah, it's insane. Get out on a misdemeanor fucking dollar bail program is fucking nuts, and all these people are huge repeat offenders, and they're getting thrown in jail.
I just feel like after the last 2 years, every cop is just like, oh, you guys don't want cops? Fine.
Yep.
They're not showing up for anything. Dude, I was in Williamsburg and saw people shooting up. That's like going to Disneyland to see people shooting
up. Oh, yeah. Dude, well, let me tell you, my doorstep became a crime scene.
Oh, shit.
The other night, I hear yelling, a revved engine, screeching tires, a crash, sirens, gunshots, and then more yelling, and a guy crashed into a car right in front of my apartment, got out, shot at the cops, dropped a magazine on the ground, and disappeared into the night. And my block became a crime scene. He left his
girlfriend. It was a Newsweek.
He left his girlfriend in the car, and it was fucking nuts. Cops are everywhere. And I got to tell you, I know we hate the police, and they're terrible, but it was so cool. They were just walking around like one guy's like, hey, call Martinez. Someone's got to sit on the magazine. Where's the boss? And these guys come out in suits and they're like talking and everything. And they're like, you know, like a brotherhood. And they're all just like hanging out and they're searching. I'm like, oh, I want to be one. This
Ian's
is cool.
Like, can I get an audition for like an under five?
Yeah, I was like, you guys need
really?
Help?
Heisenberg, get out of town.
Yep. That's not him, is it?
This is what it says, yeah.
That's him.
That asshole.
That doesn't look like a homeless crazy person.
Piece of shit.
That's a man who just hates women. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to change my opinion now.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
It's like Batman.
It like, you know.
So scary. That's like my entire like requested inbox.
Oh, God, yeah. They have like a truck avatar.
One mutual friend, Gino Bisconte.
Yeah. They're like, I haven't done anything with my life either. Twins.
Oh, I need a boyfriend just for protection, I feel like.
I know.
Maybe
it's crazy.
Maybe I'll get a bigger dog. And then
that's why it's hard to find a girlfriend.
It's such a shame. I got my ex Bear Mace. Like, you should. One time I got an ex Knives. She was like, this is a lot. Like, I don't know. But you should carry on around a weapon. It's terrible.
Are you going to really have time to take it out, unless you keep it in your hand all
walk
the time.
Around with it in your hand
really
when you're getting
but don't you
on
think that makes
train.
You much more likely if somebody's like, hey, you dropped your wallet, you just mace them.
Well, it's a consequence of the situation that's going on.
I mean, the Lower East Side like definitely like has some work to be done, but like I try to like walk around like Soho and like other cute parts of the city that are like not as riddled.
Yeah, but you still got to walk home.
Crazy. I tend to take Ubers.
Yeah, or have
typically.
Jared drive you.
Or have Jared drive me.
See, there you go. That's
Jared's helping. You're helping.
I drive her because I want her to get home safe.
You serve an important role.
Yes. Yep.
I try.
That's good. You're doing a good thing.
That's why we're always trying to, you know, create more than we consume. So he's creating safety for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to move on. What do you guys say?
Oh, yeah.
My mom's been growing weed.
Really?
We smoked it before this.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Nana's weed.
What? Yeah. Your mom is growing weed.
Yeah, in Massachusetts, you can have 6 plants.
That's very sick.
Wow, and she gives it to you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's decent.
It was
for her first. Let's not be so harsh on my 67-year-old like mother's weed.
Wow.
Just kidding. She's 48.
Years ago, my mom gave me weed, and she's like, I know you like Bernie Sanders, so I got you some of this. I was like, thanks, Mom.
My sister hates it.
Really? Why? Because
it's not good? Hates the smell of it.
I hate it. I hate weed.
You're a cat person too. Do you hate the smell of weed?
No, I enjoy it very much.
I hate it. It's not good.
All right. I don't know. I
How did she bring it up to you?
What?
How did she bring it up to you?
The weed?
She's
been growing it for a while. She's so excited. It's her new personality. She has a kayak that I got her. She gets stoned. She goes, floats around. Now it's a little too cold.
Wow.
But now she's giving it out to all these people she works with. She's like, how much money do you think I can get for this? It's like, what's an eighth?
I do have good memories of like smoking on a boat or the water, like a jet ski. That was fun, but then it got real bad, and I don't like it. I hate it.
All right.
It's a drug. People forget. It's a drug. You can abuse it just like a drug.
For sure.
Sure, if you're a pussy with no self-control.
We were talking about it on the way here. I guess it depends on your perspective, right? If you see
I think it also depends on your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
Totally.
You guys aren't addicted to food like I am, but I can smoke weed and not want it for another few weeks.
It depends on how you see the vice, right? Like, I tend not to see marijuana as a vice because for me...
You're doing mental gymnastics.
It regulates my... I'm doing this to fit my own narrative, sure. Mm-hmm. But I smoke pot like before I work out. Like, so for me, it's like an elevator, a mood elevator. It's sort of like a vitamin, almost like a supplement that helps me get my day started.
Then are you smoking throughout the day to maintain?
Not really. I'm like doing stuff.
But you're still smoking throughout the day.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be smoking cigarettes.
Mm. So bad about that.
They'll kill you.
They'll kill you.
Yeah, we all got to die sometime.
Right.
You know, but at least I'm not loopy-brained walking around. Not that you are, but some people are.
What's the definition of loopy-brained?
Loopy-brained!
Well, these people get high, and then they live in an alternative reality, and they think that their, like, weed thoughts and their interpretation of things, and they're, like, crazy,
funny,
like, loophole
and then they
things.
Move to L.A. to do comedy there.
I think a lot of people, like, mental health issues or taking prescription drugs, and one might argue that those can do more harm in the long run than good. So if you're using marijuana as, like, a therapeutic, medicinal, organic type of drug to, you know, help you maintain.
Sure, but I do think people with latent mental health issues, the weed helps exacerbate it, and then they are like, you know, it's just like that thing of like video games can make people desensitized to violence, and everyone's like, shut up. But it's like, true.
Yeah.
You know, to a certain extent. And there are studies that say that marijuana has really negative effects, but it gets swept under the rug because everyone's like, nah, it's not a drug, you know. To each your own. I'm not telling someone to not smoke weed.
But yeah,
I think you
can say the same about prescribed mental health drugs, antidepressants.
Sure, but I feel like those, it's like the pill for women. You got to be on it for a while to see if it works, and you get off it, you got to try another one, and that becomes...
And no matter what, you're a whore.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was on birth control for 2 weeks. It gave me a migraine. I was like,
yes,
fuck
it's
this.
Terrible. There's like thousands of forms of birth control, like pills and everything, and you got to try it. It destroys your body. It changes you emotionally. You're like, well, that doesn't work. Let's do it all over again. And
it's like,
much
as long
easier
as all the money's
like,
going
no,
into
thanks.
Big pharma, you know what I mean? As long as that they keep making money off of everyone's mental illness instead of people just sort of like tackling it in a more natural way.
Right, but also in a way, it's like if you had a broken leg, wouldn't you do things to address it? You wouldn't just like let it go and fuse
itself? I wouldn't
put
a band-aid over it to numb all the symptoms. I would find out why I broke my leg and try not to do it again.
Certainly, but also if, you know, there is an actual chemical imbalance that needs to be addressed, that you supplement with therapy, but at the same time, I feel that you do need, if wires are crossed, you have to work to uncross them, and if you know, a medication solders them together. I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. It just takes a while, and people do have negative effects. And there's a stigma of like, you know, oh, they're on meds. You know what I mean? Which is frustrating.
Well,
and maybe I'm projecting by being like, they're on weed.
Exactly. But it's exactly the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just think, you know,
you're way better
addicts.
Because you want to have a moral high ground in this conversation.
No, but also at the same time, I have no leg to stand on because I use stimulants. I smoke.
Right.
I am on medication that I felt
I just think everyone's
helped.
Perspective is different. And if something's working for them, then they should.
Totally.
Shouldn't
and
feel judged.
Totally.
Hey.
What is this?
Hey. Pat, but you guys fucking stop having a faggot ass conversation and stop being real ass.
Oh my god. Oh god. Hey Louis, you know what?
You know what? I was gonna say the same thing.
There are women being attacked in Brooklyn. We could be making fun of them, we could be ranking them by how attackable they are.
Like
this
that.
Isn't the real ass podcast.
Like
no,
yelling.
No, Louis.
Like
you know what, Louis? I think you live in a
I am.
This is hilarious.
It didn't go well.
I mean, that's
these drops suck. No. Can we have a new Bye Guy drop set? Because these are fucking terrible. And I hope Lewis gets.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Yeah, that's right. Do you hear me?
Karen, can you tell your co-host to stop talking so much? It's making everyone uncomfortable.
I was going to say, nice to meet you, Lewis. How's it going?
I mean, you're bombing too.
Yeah, really.
Can you play the bomb sound effect? Thank you,
Ian. Lewis, how's your day off? Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying my day off. I was playing some video games, and then I joined the chat, and people were like, God, these guys are real fucking fags.
But yeah, that's what the show is.
Yeah, it's kind of what we do.
Yeah, exactly. We're the inverse.
We have real conversations about our emotions and our feelings.
Yeah.
Because we're not afraid.
You make me sick. Start making fun of rape victims.
Oh, Lewis. Oh. Gunkock, that's a bit misleading.
Worry. You'll like the second half of the show. We're going to dedicate it to watching the first episode of Seinfeld.
So you do know where the buttons are.
Some of them. Some of them are good. The others are like, rape, rape. Oh, cool. Wow. Original. Whoa. Hey, wear a parachute when you're falling off the edge.
There's rape, rape, and then rape, rape extended.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Lewis, why do you have to have drops that are just reading of your diary?
He hung up.
That's all we wanted.
Boom shakalaka.
Let's move on. I actually want to talk about this.
Actually, before we move on, Shannon.
Now show them titties.
Oh, also, Karen, I'm very sad to tell you, I beat you to Dylan.
What do you mean?
You what?
I made out with Dylan.
Did you?
Dylan planted one on me.
Dylan.
Oh, that's right.
And I just want you to know that I know you guys had a will they won't they thing, but now once he's tasted all of this, there's no going backwards.
I feel like he's been tainted.
That's next.
That's what he was sniffing.
You and Tim Dillon just scoop up all the twinks.
Yeah, we call them producers.
You can't leave your twink alone for 2 minutes.
That's why you got your claws sunk into Jared.
I know. I'm draining taking his blood. Look how pale he is.
I know. That little take it on my little twinkie over there.
He was so excited to meet Lewis.
Really?
Oh, man.
Do we have a fag drop?
No, I wasn't.
Do we have a drop that goes, faggot?
She's been wanting to introduce me for a long time.
I was disappointed when he found out you were going to be.
You didn't have any towels in your apartment that he could sniff?
I know where she keeps them.
Karen's framed Lewis cum rag.
I don't know what
you're talking about.
Hanging on the wall.
Oh, shit.
Oh. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I was looking forward to the cucking of Lewis. That's why.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole show is. Lewis, you know what?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Are you guys insinuating that Lewis and I have sex?
I bet it happened.
Really?
Once.
How much? Once.
I bet it's happened. I bet one and a half times.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was in a very romantic relationship. It's over.
Yeah,
I'm not
and then
it
ended.
Well. I'm not taking it well.
Are you single or is it complicated?
I'm single because he doesn't want me back no matter how many pictures of my asshole I send him.
Really? Send them to me. Maybe they're,
do you send them
maybe they're not good ones.
Well, I give him the free ones.
Shannon, you know what? Pull up Karen's asshole. Can we get Bye
Shannon's
Guy drops?
Shannon, don't do it to me. I brought you cookies.
So dumb.
She would do it any other day, but I fucking brought her cookies today.
Show it just for us. Don't put it in the chat, yeah. Shannon.
Yeah, those guys are animals. They don't deserve it.
Let's see if
they've all seen it.
Let's see if it's a balloon knot or a crinkly wrinkly.
a crinkly wrinkly like an Audi?
No. It's got like the little crinkles on it.
Yeah.
Whose butthole doesn't have crinkles?
Well, some girls get a bit of a roid action, and they'll have one or two crinkles that kind of come out.
What? Whose buttholes are you looking at, Zach?
Disgusting women.
Those are fucking Zach's corny buttholes.
Research.
Can you, Shannon, can you put up different buttholes on the screen? Shut Not up. Karen's, please. I don't want to get sick.
You love it. He's my top fan.
Wait, can you bring up really close-up shots of assholes and we have to guess if they're guys or girls?
No,
yes. No.
Yes, no. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
See, Lewis, we were going to get there.
This is great.
Lewis has enough understand about building things in crescendo.
I know.
He's just like, lead with rape. Rape.
Yeah, it's so
are you saying he has
dumb.
Issues with foreplay?
Well, he's now only ever raped me. He's getting really mad that I keep saying that.
Shannon, are you bringing up buttholes? Thank you.
Sorry, I would have had you prep this had I thought of it earlier.
Yeah, totally. That'll be a new segment.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it.
By the way.
I think that every real ass listener and bi guy listeners probably already have done this, but like watch a porn of like a guy making a girl come with just his hand and like
that don't exist.
Learn from it.
Oh, like Adriana Chechik.
There's a like a bunch of some listen, sometimes you have to dig through a lot of doctor exam porn to find them.
Oh Jesus. Mm.
But they're there.
What is really it also like the oily massage porn?
Yeah. That.
I've really been getting into rimming.
Nice.
And girls eating guys' asses.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's
from behind or legs in the air like a baby?
Yeah.
A little bit of both. I like legs in the air like a baby.
Of course you do.
And then you can see their ass popping up. Oh, God.
Okay, here's mine.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a girl.
I'm calling men. Man.
I'm going girl, yeah.
That's a man. That's a man, baby.
That's a human.
I think it's a girl.
Nope. Man.
Wait, that's
Shannon?
A butthole.
There's no hair.
Hold on.
Oh, you've never been with a hairless guy?
Wait, can I ask a couple questions? I feel like I'm looking at more than one hole.
Right.
No. Look, the vagina would be, you would see the vagina. It's that.
I think that's a human.
I thought I was looking at
you
child
know what?
Pornography.
Maybe that's a woman because
like a tight taint.
It would have a longer taint.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's cut off pretty well.
Sorry, I
no
wasn't
hair
dissecting.
Makes me think
well,
it was
what
just
are we going?
Wishful
with,
thinking.
With the
I'm
official
going girl.
Results, I'm going girl.
Girl.
Well, I said human, but yeah, eight times.
Shut up, Jared.
All right, let's see this guy.
It'd be funny if you pull up like.
Oh, dude. Oh, I've been DMing with my favorite porn star.
I don't have the full person. Oh. I just can tell you if it's a girl or a guy.
All right. That's all we care about. Yeah.
This is a girl.
Girl, yeah. You're right.
So here, let's do another story. And while we're doing that story, Shannon, can you bring up a few where you like zoom in and then can zoom out and show us whether or not it's a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
Dude, I have one on my phone.
What a bit.
Do you want to see it?
Hell yeah. Guy. also,
right.
Shannon, if
don't
you're
do
funny,
that. That,
you,
you
will put Ari in there.
She's a porn star
from Friday.
But maybe she doesn't want you to show him in this context.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I just wanted to brag that I've been DMing with my favorite trans porn star.
Lucky you. Oh. She has time for you?
Yeah. I posted
are
that shirtless picture and
she... Is it like...
No, she's in Chicago. I posted that shirtless picture and she commented and then we started DMing and
not shirtless. I was like, oh, who's Ian? Me?
Yeah.
I was like, what's he doing?
I mean, you could maybe just show your buddy next to you.
For you.
No, I don't want to violate her.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
Publicly.
Ian, do you know how to airdrop things on your phone?
Oh, where do you guys see it?
Oof. Oh, can't wait till the show's over now. Okay, well, one story real quick, and then we will play the butthole game.
Yes. Oh, right. I love this.
Okay, this is from Shannon's stories. Indian comedian...
Dan Ninen.
Yeah. Yeah. Indian comedian talks like he's black for no reason.
It's to impress his friend.
24-year-old Indian comedian.
24-year-old Indian comedian does Andrew Schultz's shtick. All right. Beaten by mob after making indecent comments about Hindu gods. Munawar Farakwi, 28, was detained with five other comics in Indore after Farquhar was beaten by a mob and delivered to the police. Farquhar allegedly slandered the gods and the right-wing party. The comedian is currently being held without bail. Do we have any more information on this?
I have a video of the mob.
Oh, God. These are brutal sometimes.
Why does she slap?
Doesn't look like a mob.
I don't think it's happened yet.
Oh. At least they're wearing a mask.
They don't have a pandemic there. That's just because they all smell.
Wait, what's happening?
How's it going?
I guess we
is
don't see
security footage on the Darjeeling Limited?
They're just carrying him out.
Boom shakalaka! That's the name of the attacker. All right, so the video is not that great.
See ya.
pew. Have any? Ian, you've been attacked on stage, I'm sure.
Mm. Off stage.
Off stage?
But yeah, a couple months ago at Stress Factory.
Anything good? Or you can't talk about it?
I can talk about it. It was over a mask. It wasn't over a joke. Do you want to hear my most favorite attacked on stage story?
Obviously.
It was at the old LOL where all the good attack stories start.
I got one of those too.
And Harrison Greenbaum was on stage, and it was like a biker and his wife, and she was talking. He goes, "Does she even stop talking when you put your dick in her mouth?" And the guy threw a candle votive at him, and he stood up and he goes, "Hey, buddy, I kick your ass. You're lucky you're gay."
Harrison's not gay.
He was that night.
Was there just laughter on here?
No, he doesn't know what that sounds like.
I never performed there. Or maybe really? Like once.
It was a nightmare.
They're still doing shows.
Yeah.
And like getting texts like, "Headliner spot available for indoor show at LOL. On the street spot available for outdoor at LOL." And it's like, what the fuck, man? Yeah.
I had a woman get out of the audience to swing at me. And I think, was it Evan Williams? Somebody picked her up and carried her off. That's hilarious. I saw Cisco giving her free tickets and apologizing for me. And that was the last time I would ever go up there.
God bless Cisco.
No, thank you.
In Stress Factory, there was a guy, after she, you know, those drunk fans are like, "Hey, comedian, you're great." They like grab you.
Yeah.
It's like, "Hey, cool, thanks. Can you take a step back or put on a mask?" And this guy just switched and was like, "You don't believe in masks. Tell me you don't believe in masks." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm not a fucking retard." And that wasn't something you should say. So his friends like pulled him away.
You always get mad at me when I say retard. Retard?
No, I don't.
Yaha, you
what?
Have.
When?
Like at least two times.
The before. Fuck are you talking about? Are you? You're so retarded.
It's all about context. I knew that was coming.
And 30 seconds later, a fucking bottle crashed in my feet, and the guy threw a bottle at me, and him and his friends were like, "Ah!" I was like, "Fuck you, pussy." He was like, "You want to fight right now?" I was like, "Over a mask? Are you fucking stupid?" And, you know, like, he really called my bluff. He just ran at me and attacked. And my whole time, I'm thinking he's going to be like, "Comedian, got you." You know, so I'm like, "What the fuck?" He, like, tackled me, and I was, like, bleeding. My glasses flew off.
Do you ever practice stories before you tell them and think, like, "I could cut this part out. I could cut this part out."
Wow.
Vicious. She's the queen of mean.
Oh, my God.
Have you told this story before?
Wow, the fucking kid finally decides to talk. Jesus Christ. I didn't think you knew another language but laughter.
That's the only one you make us speak.
He really does have the smile of somebody who just got their braces off.
set of teeth like he never brushed them.
Now it hit me where it hurts. Now I'm ready to talk.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, can you tighten the leash on your little puppy over here?
No. I did a kettlebell workout this morning. What'd you guys do? What do you got? What do? You just bike?
For workouts?
Yeah.
I bike and I have resistance bands.
Resistance bands?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. What are you resisting?
Just your friendship.
Full gay. We love our friendship. We have hot pot together, and then we text each other about diarrhea the next day.
Oh, it's so fun. I love it. I think I did eat the food too raw. In the hot pot. Have hot pot? Oh, it's fun. No. It's like fondue for meats. It's like a big boiling thing of water. You put all the meats in there, and then you pull it out and eat it, and it's like so spicy. It's real fun.
Ian's so racist when he's there.
What?
He's like, "It's so hot! It's so hot!"
No, like, I did not. I was talking about the heater.
Too hot, spicy for Ian.
I've definitely met people that talk back to Chinese delivery guys with an accent.
That's terrible. Are you serious?
But not on purpose, because they're just so desperate
for like approval
with a human.
And
they're like a Hilaria Baldwin of seamless.
Asian is so strong. Asian always wins. Like, "Thank you so much."
It's so
too like spicy for Ian.
They nod back at them like the like hard snap nod. "Oh yes, no, thank you."
It's so hard to do. To not do.
No, he doesn't. I made that. Yeah. I do that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Too spicy for Karen.
Yeah.
Too spicy for me.
But it's not. I love hot pot. It's what you should try. We should go get hot pot.
Well, we should definitely get something.
Yes, I'm so hungry.
I'm going to get another colonic. I had a colonic last week. I can't wait to go back.
I thought you were going
to
say a Klonopin.
No, I don't like pills. No,
it's stuff up her butt. Woo!
Yeah. And the lady was like, hey, your job is just like lay here and chill. And I'm like, she's like, you're going to feel like you're going to shit your face off.
I should get a colonic. It'd be nice to get everything like cleared out.
It's so good. I've had so much more energy. Just
fucking condoms and a license plate. It's like when they cut open a shark.
It's a boot. A toilet seat.
That's what happened to that eighth grader. He's been missing for 58 years. It's a kid with like a cigarette behind his ear.
I'm a reverse anaconda. I swallow the kid. I just put him up.
Are you on your side for the colonic?
Yeah, you're on your side. She's like, you're just going to feel a tiny little nothing go up there. Boop, boop, boop. And it goes. And the next thing you know, you hear the water. She changes the temp of the water. Oh, it's like in and out. And then, yeah, you feel like you're going to do a big fart or a big poop, and it is one or the other. I remember like 10 minutes in, she's like, do you know, are there any reason why you have so much gas?
I have gastritis.
You would love it.
I know, I need it.
I was like, oh, what is that, like a little homemade jacuzzi going on over there?
So wait, do they
you feel lighter
take
and better,
it out of
right?
you, or do they put it in you and then you have to go to the toilet?
No, they take it out of you. It's all drained out, but it's sort of like this massage, you know, in and out. And
where'd
it,
you get it done?
At this hydrocolonic therapy.
Pep place.
How much was it?
like $160, but I gave her a big tip.
Oh, wow.
My shit. I was like, that's your tip. I was like, you know how much that's worth on the internet?
Did you ever see My Strange Addiction, those two people that were addicted
to coffee enemas?
Oh, I bet
every
they're
day.
Awesome.
Yes.
Oh, that's too much, though.
No,
they,
like multiple
lost
times
their
a day.
Job because they were doing it so much. They would like do it as a couple in the bathroom. It was like
that's,
it was crazy.
That's insane. That's
yeah,
crazy.
It was like two or three times a day.
That's
it's
crazy.
Totally insane.
Yeah, no.
That was the same season as the big black chick who's eating her mattress.
Oh my
and
god!
And proved
god,
you no. are what you eat.
They're so funny. They're like, oh, and as an appetizer, I'll have these erasers. Yeah. And then who's got foam?
Yeah.
The best lady that ate her husband's ashes.
Oh,
no, I thought it was the dude who fucked his car.
I remember that. He came out to his dad. He came out to his fucking dad that he was whatever. He fucked cars. And there was the lesbian who was married to the amusement park ride. But it didn't work. And she cheated on it with the same ride at another park and had
what?
To tell it about it.
I don't remember
what?
That one.
I have to watch that. You have to send that to me. Because like those interviews must be so crazy. What do you mean? She's like, I had to break it to the other roller coaster. That
so
I
she, it's like a tilt-a-whirl. And it's her partner.
Okay.
She like feels it and cleans it every day.
Oh my god!
Does
but
she
it doesn't
work at the
work.
Park, or does she just have a
no.
season pass?
What is this? This is the guy who fucked his car. Oh, this is
like
the ride.
It. I don't like it.
This is the ride.
You smell good.
Oh my god!
It's a girl. It's a girl. Or
shut up.
What is it?
There's multiple. I can't remember which one is which.
It was reminding me of Lewis.
Oh, yep.
I not only love him for a sexual attraction. I mean, we're not talking about fetish here. I love him as a mate.
As a mate.
You make me feel so alive, 1001 knock.
Oh, this is somebody who's suicidal.
I can touch this
right?
guy.
This is unmitigated mental.
And your gondola yeah. rises.
This should not be
my days are brighter when I gaze
affirmed.
Upon your handsome face.
Well, thanks
for accepting.
An OS person talks to their beloved object.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you licked the oil. Oh.
By
telepathy.
I mean.
Did you start doing blackface?
Times over.
Well, it's the only way to make it laugh.
Does he work at the park? Does he work at the park?
No. No, they have one in their fucking backyard and it doesn't work. So then they visited one, they rode one that worked. And I think they even said that they like had an orgasm on it.
Yeah, oh that's God. What I'm thinking. Like those things going inside.
Was it like Reese Witherspoon in the movie Fear?
Yeah.
I also have the woman who was eating her husband's ashes.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my gosh.
Did she like put it in a tortilla?
It's like 8 minutes, so I skipped ahead a little bit.
Talk
yeah.
of his cremains, you know, some
his cremains
box as well.
His
and
cremains.
Oh. They're Cool Ranch.
I'm gonna throw
wipe,
up. I'm gonna
wipe
throw
him off
because
that's my
I
husband.
Really
I don't want to wipe him away.
That's my husband.
So I just
oh.
licked it off my fingers, and
they have to get this on video.
And now,
here
once you
today,
pop,
almost 2 months,
you can't
later,
stop.
You just can't stop.
I can't stop.
I'm all right, Karen. If you had to, one of the two things,
My Strange Addiction.
Be in love with an amusement park ride
or eat Lewis's ashes.
Lewis is already pretty ashy, so it wouldn't be a big jump.
Oh, hold on.
Oh yeah, dude, I am very well versed in the tragic reality.
Yeah.
I got Shannon on my big fat gypsy wedding.
Yeah.
I love that show. The Rumneys.
Oh, I haven't seen
Rumney
it.
Rumney Gypsies.
I'll get into it.
The Romanis.
Oh, Romanis.
Friday. Whatever. Just thinking about booze every day, all day. I know it's hard being
for
us.
All the people that get mad about the things they say are pedo shows.
Right.
My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Some, oh, dude, they marry 14-year-olds, and they're Shannon, all how fucking old were those asphalt girls? Pavers.
How old were those girls that were booty? That were like making it clap.
It was at an 8-year-old like communion party, not even the wedding. An 8-year-old communion party. They're wearing clear heels and like stripper clothes.
I've been to parties like that on Sent Out.
You know, but hey, what's wrong? Junior, that's just biology, though. Like, aren't men just attracted to like younger, more fertile, you know, members?
No.
Of the
men aren't attracted to children. If that was the case, you'd have a boyfriend. So anyway,
that was like a reverse. That was a compliment. I'm taking that. That's in the dumpster.
No. Oh, that's so gross. Dude, I saw a thing, and I don't even know if like. It's like Twitter trolling or whatever, but somebody was like, I saw a thing that was like, I forget what it was. Never
we were talking about little girls.
No, it was like an incest positivity thing.
Mm. Like how they're like, Braddy's sister sucks brother's dick.
Oh, it was like, people were against incest. It's literally eugenics or whatever. They're like, people that are against incest and birth defects, it's literally eugenics. Like calling people, like they're like, well, if you fuck your brother, you're gonna have, you know, a handicapped child. They're like, how dare you? Yeah, it's crazy.
Can I tell a street joke? Just reminded me of it.
Yes. Girl. We need a street joke drop. Shannon, after the show, can we make some drops?
Yes.
Girl turns 16, gets her driver's license. She goes to her dad. She's like, Dad, now that I have my license, can I borrow the car? And he goes, No, I don't think so. She goes, Please, Daddy, please let me borrow the car. He goes, You can borrow the car if you suck my dick.
Oh.
And she goes, I can't. That's crazy. He goes, You want the car? You suck my dick. And she thinks about it, and she promised her friend. She's going to go out. She goes, You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. And Dad takes his dick out, and she pops it in her mouth. She goes, Oh, my God, Dad, your dick tastes like shit. He goes, Oh, your brother's got the car tonight.
Shit. Is that how you got the car today, Jared?
That's how we got carried.
What a bad dad.
That was great.
That was good.
Ah, fuck. Pew. That's great.
You guys on TikTok?
What?
You on TikTok?
No.
That's why Jared's here. He's a teen.
You know, I people have shown me TikTok. I don't understand it.
You have to pee?
Dude.
I don't understand what it's for. I don't understand the concept of it. Sometimes it's just girls like raising an eyebrow to a song. I was in the car with fucking DJ Skrillex, Alex, intern Skrillex.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's listen to TikTok music. And I was like, what the fuck is TikTok music?
That's all I heard on New Year's Eve.
And then they go, it's songs you hear. What is TikTok? It's just songs that are on TikTok.
It's songs that just get popular and do dances from.
So there's no genre. It's just.
No, it's just any song.
Even like complete songs, like as a, like, a storytelling, Hey, I met a girl.
No, yeah, songs.
Exactly. There's songs that will have like lines where it'll be like you can act them out, and those will get popular. Like there's this one song that'll be like, how bizarre.
Yeah, but song, how bizarre. Song.
Right, that's a sample.
That's
samples.
A song. No, it's the song. They just used clips from the song.
Yeah. Can we play that real quick?
Oh.
No.
So they're just recycling old music.
Yes, and they call it TikTok music. Because we are witnessing the dumbest generation of all time.
Wow.
And that was an old song, though, right? How bizarre.
Yeah. That's from the 90s.
And now it's, like, playing again.
Yeah.
And
it's
these kids.
But it's, like, songs in the 90s would have, like, they were called samples from, like, older songs.
It's not samples, though, because it's just the song.
I'm so confused.
It's just the original song in a 15-second clip of it out of context.
I hate it
more than anything. Shannon, let's see some buttholes. Wait for Ian to come back. Hey, guys, real quick. For fans of the show over the age of 21, I want to tell you about Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. How much?
$60.
For what?
A full kilo.
That's right. And ridiculous. If you are currently a fan of Kratom, if you
use should go
Kratom,
see a doctor.
You can be getting it from our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. If you don't use Kratom, ignore this ad. The fact that Yo Kratom has high quality Kratom for just $60 a kilo has no relevance to your good decision making life. But if you are a fan of Kratom, then it's time to stop overpaying and having to go to corner stores and gas stations to pick it up.
Which is probably where you live outside of. And beg for money and change.
Guys, the pandemic is coming right around the corner. We're going back to lockdown. You do not want to be going over to the gas station to pick up a pittance of kratom when you could be getting it online for just $60 a kilo.
Yes.
Thank you to Yo Kratom for supporting the show. And if you're into kratom, Yo Kratom is the only place to go to find the $60 kilo. Check it out, YoKratom.com. Let's do one more story until Ian comes back. Karen, you can fill us in on this.
Okay.
Super gonorrhea cases due to overuse of antibiotics for COVID.
Wow.
Due to overuse and misuse of antibiotics and COVID treatment and lack of care people are seeking for STDs during the pandemic, it has appeared that a treatment-resistant form of gonorrhea
has been
spreading when suffering
in
from
Boca
this form.
Raton.
This form of gonorrhea, the individual is also much more susceptible to getting HIV.
Did you show that next butthole? Shannon?
No, we
You're
did. We
You're spreading oh gonorrhea, and so we just good. Read about it.
All right, so Ian, super gonorrhea cases are on the rise because of people misusing antibiotics and not seeking STD treatment during COVID.
What do you think about that? How many girls have you given gonorrhea to since you've been down in lockdown?
None, because I always wear condoms. And also, gonorrhea and hepatitis are through the roof in the gay community because of PrEP.
The roof of your mouth.
Because of PrEP.
Is that a daily antibiotic, essentially?
PrEP, it makes you HIV
resistant,
undetectable.
Right? Oh, undetectable.
So it means that it's literally impossible for you to spread AIDS. So everyone in the gay community is just barebacking, no condoms, because they're like,
I'm on PrEP.
Yeah, right. I'm on PrEP. And then it's just making super gonorrhea spread through the gay community.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And if you say, like, to a man, like, oh, I only play safe, like, with condoms, they're like, okay, goodbye. You're like, this is fucking, ew.
I have to ask a really stupid question.
I've never had unprotected sex with a man.
Oh, no, it wasn't about that.
Go ahead.
It was a science question.
Go ahead.
Can you get gonorrhea in your butt? Or is it on your dick?
Oh, yeah, where do you get gonorrhea?
Wow. In your dick.
In your dick.
I was honestly asking.
Because I am not filthy.
In it. What does gonorrhea look like?
Yes, you can.
It can affect your
anus if you have anal sex, or you may spread the infection to your anus from another part of your body. Anal gonorrhea often doesn't have any symptoms, but signs of gonorrhea in your anus include itching in or around your anus.
That's just your day-to-day hot pot.
It's so spicy.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
Oh, and that's happening all over because...
I think people are also not going to get checked like they used to because they don't want to be around other people.
Right.
Especially the kind of filthy people that need to go get tests all the time.
Yeah. Well, if you're active sexually, you should be going getting tested every 6 months.
I've only been sexually active with two men in the past year. I swear to God.
Good for you.
Thank you.
So you're driving around for nothing?
I'm here to do comedy.
That's what when are you going to start?
Now show them MT.
Okay. Eminem 69.
All right, Shannon, are we ready to look at some buttholes?
Buttholes.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you got for us?
Here's the next one. Whoops.
That's
wow. Look at that crinkly.
Hold on.
See those little crinkles?
Right. It looks like
that's the crinkles.
A nipple getting sucked into itself.
See those little goose flesh around it?
Is that my butthole?
Yeah, so
that's my butthole.
Is it?
No, that's
what yours looks like?
That's too dark.
I thought yours would be a lot darker.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Do you bleach?
No, but I'm going to start. I want to.
Ian was talking about bleaching his asshole the other day.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I do.
You want me to?
No, I kind of... Let me see you to judge.
Don't act like you haven't stared at my butthole all
day. I've never seen it.
Every day.
I've never seen it.
You wake up Monday morning, you have an alarm. It's like, look at Karen's butthole.
I've never seen it.
The moment I wake up.
Are those little hairs?
I can't tell, right?
Mm.
I feel like I see some squigglies.
I think that's a man's ass.
I think it's a man's ass because I think Shannon had to focus in more so that we wouldn't see the beginning of balls.
Yeah.
Actually, you know
that's
what? That's
a
woman.
Go ahead.
I think
it's a man, too.
Wow.
It's a very tired-looking
woman.
What's her name? I'm going to apologize to her on Twitter.
I love when you can see the wrinkles in the butt from far away. Ay.
She's hot.
Look at that. Nice. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you think of this, Lewis? You fucking pussy. Look at that.
That's
a
very
delicious.
Nice vagina.
And wow. When was she on SDR?
Yeah.
What did she do on this table while Lainey sat in the corner like a goblin?
I love a good Lainey dick.
Oh, let's see, man. Another Shannon.
She was hot, though. Really nice. What do you think about that vagina, Jared?
Pretty.
Yeah? He's used to younger vaginas, so I think. He was talking about this high school girl today. I'm like, Jared, you're going to get us both arrested. Let me see your picture.
Big fat gypsy wedding.
Yes, they just take Ian's phone and stomp on it. Jared, please, over here.
That's funny.
All right, let's see another butthole, baby.
Here's the next one.
I do not like that.
That's, it looks like a rabbit's
nose. That's a
mouse.
That's like a mouse.
No, that, a rabbit's nose is way smaller and cuter.
Is that one mine, you guys?
That is not good. Okay, and that's a man, baby.
That looks like there's somebody on the other side staring back at you. Does anyone else see Hitler?
I'm scared that that's
that
mine.
Looks like
does
the end.
Does anyone else see Hitler looking back at you from inside there?
No.
I see
that,
two eyes and a nose.
That looks like the end of Looney Tunes when Porky the Pig pops out.
It looks like Saw.
Wait, we have to zoom out. I'm really scared this is my butthole.
Shannon?
Is it my butthole, Dylan?
Did you guys all guess if you think
it's a man.
I said man.
I think it's a man, too.
I'm going to go with the experts and say that's a man, baby.
Oh,
really?
It's a girl again.
Fuck.
She's hot.
Really?
It is hot. I don't like gaping.
You know what?
Zoomed out.
I don't know what assholes look like.
She had it set pulled open, though. She's got it like...
That's such a better option. Oh,
yeah.
God. I do not like gaping.
Oh, wait. Oh.
It's gaping.
I do not know what assholes look like.
Well, it's really hard.
That just shows we're all
just
human.
A total guessing game, really.
Dude, the whole thing looks
Shannon,
great,
is there any way you can zoom out just a bit so we can see the butthole and a slight bit of taint?
It's
and
just,
then we can go off.
Just a hint.
It's hard in the angles because you're going to see a part of the genitals.
Okay.
But you
can't
just go down right to the taint.
Hold on. I'm waiting to see what the next one looks
like. By the way, what if Shannon just picked all girls so that way we realize we're gay?
we keep wanting to see.
Are you just realizing?
Man.
Or Shannis. Shows another man's anus.
Hold on one sec. Wait, hold on.
Well,
it's from naughtymag.com.
Oh, that's a cute little asshole.
That's
a girl.
Right?
That's an
I love when there's a little birthmark on it.
That's a tiny
that
little
is
Asian
not a birthmark.
Asshole.
Where's there a birthmark?
That is wishful thinking, mon frere.
That's what you thought it was? Yeah. Is that a birthmark?
That's a girl.
I want to hope it's a girl.
What do you think, Jared?
I think it's a guy.
I'd think girl.
I feel like you've been poisoned by the bi guy mind.
Oh, God, that looks so delicious.
The bi guy beehive.
I agree. God.
That's not what I was expecting this morning.
Girl.
Yeah.
Knew it.
She looked
I'm 0
great.
For 3.
That girl's
Me
great.
Me too.
I'm 2 for 3.
Yeah.
How are you?
Did you like that girl? I don't know what I am.
She was cute. She had nice boobs.
What's that?
He has to find more. That's all we have.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Keep
cool.
On it.
That's wow, 2 for 3, 0 for 3. What are you?
I got a lot of them, didn't I?
No, you didn't get any.
No, I think you got one or two.
Jared got...
I thought we all thought one... we all thought one was a man, and we were wrong. Whatever, that's a really fun game.
Right?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Great thinking, buddy.
Yeah!
Wow, when you guys put it together, it's just like the Bi Guy Mind Hive.
All right.
Whoa.
It's the Bi Hive.
We should do Bi Guy Mind Meld.
Yeah.
Do you know Mind Meld?
Yeah, we do it.
We
did
do
it
that
last
on
time.
Realized Podcast all the time.
Really?
Yeah, we do Mind Meld. And then me and Louis.
But we
say
should
the
do it with only gay things.
Oh, you're trying to just rip their bit?
We should do it, but only with gay
That's
things.
That's all I would do anyway.
Yeah. Everybody does gay stuff. So.
What is it? Mind Meld? What is that?
Well, you gotta have a
You know our warm up game before we do our podcast, OnlyFans? Dylan was asking about our podcast. He's like, it's OnlyFans, but Jared's there too. I'm like, yeah, see, even describing it, it's funny.
Did you hear about the McDonald's that closed on West 4th Street?
No, I eat like an adult.
In the village, West 4th and 6th Ave.
I think that is one of the most notorious drug-buying McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. They years ago, and look, we didn't know. Just what
you
said.
This is gonorrhea originate.
We didn't know. Everyone called it Tranny McDonald's because that's where they hung out.
Yeah.
Or as I called it, Heaven.
Loved it.
I mean, where else could you get a burger and some good meat?
Yeah.
This is the Burger Queen.
You got a little... I feel like you got a little Beyond Burger.
No? She tried it.
All right.
Did you ever... Now, Are we talking like 8 o'clock women or are we talking like 4 a.m. women?
Oh, it was like 4 a.m. Is it? Well, yeah. Because, you know, unfortunately, as we're all like the mentally ill, like homeless trans woman hung out.
Yeah.
But I never picked up any there. But it was fun. They had big windows. It was like going by like a little museum.
Happy Meal. That would have been a good one.
There's a trans woman that lived by my old apartment that was always at the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And she got on the subway with me once. And she was, "Hi, are you trans too? Can I have a dollar?"
Yeah. 5, 6, 7. No. I love them.
I love it.
There's and her name was Shanae, which sounds like a parody.
Right, right.
That's for Martin Lawrence.
Martin,
right?
Yeah. Oh, Shanae, that's so funny. Dude, there's a trans woman that goes on the L train and she's like covered in facial tattoos and she's like, "I lost my job because of COVID and because I'm trans. It's very hard to be a homeless trans woman right now and COVID has destroyed my job." I'm like, "Bitch, I saw you in the train back in January and you were saying you didn't have a job because you were trans. You didn't get a job because of COVID or trans because you fuck you tattooed in your forehead."
You know who has some money? It's this guy. He's 5'8". He's white. Thought he was black. See, ask him for money. She gets punched.
Who?
The guy that's punching women on the end.
Oh.
It was a good callback.
I thought that was a good
callback.
It was very funny.
You're right. Okay.
Now show them them titties.
Yes. So close.
What titties?
So. Whoa.
See, he's funny.
Wow.
The homeless lady.
It only took an hour and 4 minutes.
Got him. Burn.
The homeless lady that hangs out on the R, who I haven't seen in a while now. I found out her name was Dominique because I know a cop who told me about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she has short hair, is frequently nude.
Whoa.
And beating herself.
No.
She takes baths on the train in a bucket.
I love it.
Her tits are long like hot dogs.
Ugh.
We called her hot dog titties.
That's so funny. She's like washing. She's like, "Splish, splash, I'll take it in the
And so she switches between.
Because they're singing. They're
that.
Always singing.
She switches between that.
Yeah.
White lady.
Yeah, totally.
That. And she'll take her towel and wrap it around herself like she's a nun.
Yeah.
And bow to people and ask for money.
Yeah.
I asked my cop friend about her and he said, "We leave her down there because I saw her during a blizzard. I believe blowing a man for crack."
Yeah. Or for love.
And they looked like there was an exchange.
They intertwine.
And I asked him about it. He goes, "We leave her down there because no hospital in the tri-state area will take her because she's HIV positive and tries to spit and scratch at nurses."
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh.
So they just leave her there. And then he's like, "But I have an article about her." And it was from her father murdering her whole family and then having a standoff with the cops for 3 days, and she was the only one left alive.
Oh my god.
Was it the fucking MOVE bombing?
What?
That's a lot.
Oh my god.
The MOVE bombing in the early 80s.
I just am so grateful that I had a normal upbringing.
I know, that's right. So sad.
Yeah, we all turned out too. Great.
That's
yeah,
let's see
right.
Some more buttholes.
That's so fucking sad, man. Oh,
yeah.
It's not sad for the guy who got his dick sucked for crack.
That is a nice fat butthole.
Yeah, where's that guy got to be?
That's a man.
Is that fresh waxing marks or is that yes. Abuse?
Yes, yes. Fat, fresh waxing.
I'm going to ask.
That's
I'm
a man.
Man.
My guess, man. Girl, yeah. Zach.
I want to say that. I keep saying guy. I got to stick with it.
Jared.
That's a guy.
Yes.
Damn
yes.
It.
Finally, yes. What we've been looking for.
Delicious. Mm-mm.
What is in their hand?
A dildo?
That doesn't
slime look. From Ghostbusters 2.
Is that a Philly what? Tattoo?
Oh,
Ian.
What? That's me.
Oh,
he's got
okay.
A nice hog on him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a dildo.
This also yeah. Sucks like an alien nubileness to me.
Whoa. Oh. That looks
this
like
is
you
a
know,
woman.
You know when old men lose their teeth and their bottom lip comes up to their nose?
Yeah. Like an underbite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice.
They all look like they've like just ate a lemon.
That's a woman. I say woman. Zach?
Yeah.
I say I hope those are freckles.
I love freckles on
a
butthole.
That's like a poopy covered butthole.
Karen?
That's my butthole for sure. That's
Jared?
Female.
Yes.
Yeah, hottie.
Oh, she
super
is
cute.
Hot.
Yeah.
But
now
wait,
zoom down.
Wait,
is
yeah, wait,
I
was wait. Down.
I thought
nice
I tried.
Nice vagina.
Boo.
Very nice.
This vagina.
Boo.
Boo, this
Karen's
vagina.
Next album.
I'm like, I love it stylistically.
All right, one more.
Dude, I am killing it.
What are you?
I'm right every
He's
time.
Bisexual.
I've only gotten one wrong. How many have we seen? Here, hold on.
Five?
I'm one.
What do you think you're winning, butthole
captain? I'm five for six.
I'll call you Captain Butthole for the rest of your life.
That's what he wants.
I'm just going to do that anyway.
Give him what he wants.
We got one more, Del?
Hold on. Zach, how's Zach doing?
I'm fucking bombing. I think I'm one for six. I'm one out of five.
I got the last two.
And Karen?
I don't know. I think I'm not doing that great. I think I've gotten two.
And
two for six.
Jared?
Two for six.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really pulling up the rear on this one.
I'm coming up. I'm making a good push in the second half.
I am so excited.
Wow.
Gotta go, boy. That's a boy.
Well, hold on.
That's a boy.
That little tuft of hair at like the top of the butthole, like when I'm not waxed, that happens to me.
That's a man, and I feel like the spacing between the hole and you see the taint spread out is going to lead to a nice set of nuts.
I don't like when buttholes look like elephant skin, and that looks kind of like elephant skin.
Yeah, like an elephant's knee.
Yeah.
I think
every butthole is beautiful. Except the ones that are like algae.
This one needs to be exfoliated and moisturized.
So now I'm going to base my guess. See the line on the butt cheek?
Yeah.
There is no line.
No. Like,
there are we?
Oh,
up
down,
top.
Down.
At the angle. Bottom.
Down and to the left.
Oh, right there?
Down and to the left.
Is that from where they were sitting or is that from the cut of their underpants?
No, that's just from the thigh, where the butt meets the thigh.
Yeah.
Then that's the man's.
And usually you see a little bit of whiteness when someone has been tanning. That's a man, baby. I say man.
I say man.
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 Let's see this lady. Whoa! That's a chode.
Yep. That's a
chode. Ew, look at all that pubic hair.
So, is that where your dick start, you guys? In your butthole like that? Do you see how that guy's dick starts in his butthole? That's how it looks.
Life starts at butthole.
Yeah.
We are a butthole and we spread out and that's where everything comes from.
I don't do anal. It hurts. I've like let guys like come in me like at the very end with like, I'm talking like 4 to 7 pump max.
In your butthole?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's because they just push it in. The butthole is like bread. It takes a lot of love and time in order for it to be well.
Yeah, I know. Nobody has, the guy that I'm sleeping with, nobody has any patience for me to have.
You got
to
have patience. You got to work it up. And that's foreplay.
And
you know,
lately,
you start kissing it.
Like
you know,
right now, like how you're interrupting me. Like they do that. Like I'll be using my vibrator and I'll be like trying to come. And I'll be like, I need like 10 to 15 minutes. Maybe. I don't know what kind of morning I'm having. And they're like, they like knock it away like it's a pinata. And they're like, let me at the pussy.
No, they should eat your ass while you play with the vibrator.
Yeah, but sometimes I like to just fucking give me a minute. It's like, guess what? Welcome to the show. You can watch. You're in the front row, baby. Have fun.
Yeah, why do that when they can just see it on the internet?
Then they get to pay.
Why don't you just watch? They're looking at their cell phone.
They're like, oh, yeah. They're like, is this virtual reality?
That's what's so fun about anal. It's such a process and it's fun. And, you know,
you're saying it's the journey, not the destination.
Yes, it is the journey, not the
destination. I feel like I'm never going to connect with anyone ever again enough to want to give them my asshole.
Karen,
I'm so heartbroken right now.
Karen.
What?
We're going to go eat and I'll have another meal afterwards.
Oh, I got that one. He's going to eat her butthole.
Welcome, I love this guy. He's quick.
Jared.
There's no, I don't know. I've had bad luck with anal.
I'm overdosing on that Lysol smell in here. What?
I've had bad luck with anal.
Yeah.
Really? Well, the person has to be clean. You can't just do it randomly. You have to talk about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know, and it has to be like an event. It's nice. It's fun.
When a girl shits on your dick.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't even notice it at first if you're not looking.
I know, and then the smell.
But it changes the pH balance of the whole room.
Right.
Mm. Like the whole room.
Dude, I'm not to bring it up again. Get a colonic. So everybody get colonics. So be clean as a whistler, at least.
Oh, yeah.
But also, you can get
Yes.
Us get colonics.
I'll pay for them.
Alive at from there?
Before or after the show?
After, so we don't talk about it.
I meant before or during.
I was going to say do it live from there.
Yes, colonics.
Yes.
Yes. Colonics. Oh, my God. I've been wanting to get a colonic.
Wait, do you guys want to all get them at the same time and go live at the same time?
100%.
Yes. Only two people can do it at the same time. You want to do it too?
3 times.
Colonic Brothers. You can get a nasty urinary tract infection or epididymitis, which I'm more prone to it. I have chronic epididymitis and it's been a journey.
Is that about your nut?
Yes.
I know. I was checking on me.
Karen was so kind. She gave me the push to go to the doctor. And then I was in the hospital and Karen offered to give me an Uber home.
I didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I was,
wait,
I
what's,
was like,
what's wrong with your peep?
I was like, you know,
his nut aches.
I'm like in
he's
the hospital and you're like, oh, are you fine? Are you good? And I was
I'm
like,
so
hey,
reluctant.
I'm going to need more support right now. Can you just...
He's so gay. Oh my God, did you see it? His birthday? I was the maid of honor at my only sister's wedding. The day he gives me half a day, he's like, oh, thanks for the birthday wishes, you little fucking poodle.
Oh, Karen, that was so sweet. Thanks for the birthday wish.
Fucking psycho. What'd you get for your birthday besides gonorrhea?
I got so many nice, this was one of the best birthdays I've had in a while. I got so many thoughtful gifts. Some friends gave me a pack of cigarettes and seltzers.
Die,
that's
die, Ian, die.
A dear friend of mine got me a guitar. Repurposed a guitar. He repurposed a guitar.
I'm listening to you.
He repurposed a guitar into a lamp.
Cool.
For my room that I'm turning into an office.
And he's like, here, take a bath with this.
A gal pal gave me these rare real Ghostbuster sandwich bags.
Yeah. Like, put this
Atel
over your
gave
head
me a wall calendar that I've needed. I treated myself.
This many days till I kill myself.
I got myself a chair and a rope. It was a really nice birthday. You know?
I'm so glad you made it to 40.
45?
36.
36.
Yeah. Yeah, how old are you?
33.
21?
Yeah.
20. I just turned 24.
This is a 21-year-old lady.
I just turned 24, yeah.
How old are you, Shit? Shannon?
No. Shit, don't ask women how old they are.
Fuck?
I don't care. 38.
Nice. You look great.
Thanks.
How old are you, Dylan?
23.
Hell yeah. Wow. Yeah, twink.
How old are you, Karen?
37. I don't lie about my age.
She has a day over 25.
I just don't think it just means something different.
Dylan said your
body
was.
What?
Body was. Oh, no.
Thank you, Jared. Shut up, now, Ian. You try to make me look at your dick.
Wait, what's 37 in
dog years?
Your face years.
Nobody's even laughing except you, you jerk.
Your little guy laughed.
Stop being. He doesn't know where he is. He's literally autistic.
Laugh again. You're going to have to go warm up the car.
Yeah, Karen prepped me.
Let's go see another butthole.
Yeah, let's end this on another butthole.
Yes.
And once again,
wait,
if you guys are funny, somebody pull up Ari's butthole Friday.
No. Hey, what do you win if you win the butthole? You're
Ari's
the butthole champion of the week. That's the bit.
Can you teach funny?
Why are you looking to take classes?
Okay, you said if they were funny, they would be funny. Okay. My bad.
I feel like my outfit looks like The Rock in that outfit.
You said that earlier. I don't know.
I didn't.
Oh, you just need a little fanny pack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
That's okay. You said it with like your shirt zipped up. I was like, what?
I don't like
Are you making a video?
No.
Oh.
All right. Dylan, we got some more
Make a video for the last butthole of the day.
What's the score?
I am, I have 7, Zach has 2, Karen has 3.
I have 6.
Jared
three.
Has 3.
I have a
3.
Handicap, because I'm the only girl here.
That means you should know more assholes.
I've dated more assholes. Oh, come on.
Yeah. I think,
I mean, that's a man.
That's not human.
That looks like Lewis.
What
that's
the a man, fuck, dude. And
wait,
that is disgusting.
Pause
that's
on
Ari.
Yeah,
that's Ari.
Oh, that's Ari.
That's Ari.
Pause it. Yeah, that's not good.
I want to eat lunch with
that's okay. That looks like none of the other
really,
butts we've seen.
I really feel like I'm gonna be like physically sick.
Yeah.
So can we just see a
please.
Different one?
You asked for it.
He did.
You asked
I didn't
for
ask
it.
For Ari.
You asked.
What? I asked for a legitimate.
What's wrong with it?
It's
hair. Just so droopy.
So,
it's
right.
It looks like if you saw X-ray when Ace Ventura talks with his ass.
Yeah.
It looks like you know the dog that runs the elevator in the cartoons is like going up.
Yeah. It looks like one of those like long-haired like Irish wolfhounds or something like.
Oh,
like it looks
God.
Like in order for that type of butthole to be clean, you have to shampoo it 2 times and then blow dry it.
I hate hair. I love a little landing strip, but anything other than that, blech, gross. And that thing was just oh God.
I have to go get sugared after this.
All right, Dylan, do we have another butt or are we finishing up? Okay, whoa.
Oh, wow. That's
a juicy butthole.
That's a freshly cummed on butt. And that's I think that's a trans woman.
I feel like I guessed Asian every time and I was never right.
He's
and I feel like this time I'm going to be
I think I'm going to go with Ian.
It's a man, though.
You say an Asian
a
man? So somewhere in between.
You're saying, why are we getting so specific now?
Woman. You think it's a trans woman?
Yes.
Okay, that doesn't help.
That doesn't help.
Damn.
Oh.
What is that down there?
It's got enough meat there to look like a fucking trans woman.
Wait, what?
Don't labia shame, Ian.
I'm not. I love a good lab. Oh,
I had a good lab the other day.
It's like dinner.
It's interesting.
Looks like she's going to fly away.
Wow. Okay, so 8 total. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Oh,
I was wrong.
Though you were giving yourself 8.
Were you right?
I forget what I guessed. I don't think I ever did guess.
I
so
went
give
with
me the
you.
Point
I went with Ian.
And what'd you get guess?
I guessed with... What'd you go?
Trans?
Yeah. Nothing.
Okay, so we did 8 total. I was 7 out of 8. Zach was 2 out of 8. Karen was 4 out of 8. And Jared was 3 out of 8. So I'm the butthole champion of the week.
Was that the last one?
Yes.
All right, then that
we
is
should,
the butthole
we should
champion.
Hit up Lainey, and at the end of the show, whoever wins eats an ass.
Because you know you're going to win,
what
and
kind
I'm fine
of, what
with
kind
that.
Of ass?
I whoever Lainey provides.
Yeah.
When well, her, it'll be somewhere from
maybe,
the
maybe some people will put it.
It's her big debut. This is my debutante.
I might fix
this
it.
This is her coming out party. Yeah. She's seeing sunlight for the first time.
Oh, my God.
She's
fucking
covered in bruises.
Jesus
she loves
Christ.
The L train.
Lainey just trolls
all right,
orphanages.
That's the last one.
Wow. What a fun show.
Well,
I had a lot of fun.
I had a blast. I want to thank our guests.
Yes, you guys are fantastic. This is so fun.
I want to thank my co-host.
I want to thank my co-host.
Thank you, my friend.
My colonic brother.
So bye.
And yes, next time we've... Karen, if you're down, of course.
Yes.
Colonic party.
Colonics.
Just so that someone is there to take the picture of the receptionist's face when I walk in.
She fucking talks you through it, man. Like, she'll let you know.
We got to hold hands when we're doing it.
Yeah. She's like, this is a lot of goldfish. I'll be smacked into one section of your colon. Like, she talks to you.
Now, do you think they would let us film me and Ian holding hands while we did it?
Yeah, I mean, nobody can tell you what you can and can't do with your phone. I feel like if you want to set up a shoot, that's a different.
You're in there,
right? Will they get upset when I bring a ring light?
Right. The lighting's not bad. It's really nice, and there's a toilet right there. It's funny. I was gonna bail because it was like again. I can't wait to go back. I'm already seeing the effects. I feel have like way more energy. But there was a time like I would say like it's supposed to last an hour, and I was probably it was like half hour into it, and I was like this is kind of getting uncomfortable. And she's like, well, you'll never make it to the bathroom, so you might as well just hang in there.
It's like, wait. So like.
You can stop eventually.
You don't shit?
She's like, you can
wind like
it down. Or
like they suck the shit out of you.
They suck the shit out of you. You might, like I made it down the stairs too and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to like poop myself. But I ran back up and it was just a little water.
Oh my God.
So it's like the two tubes that Augustus got stuck in Willy Wonka.
Yes!
Like, one's going one way.
Exactly.
One's going the other.
Exactly.
Wow. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
This is great. Awesome.
Doesn't go to
thank
the marshmallow room.
So
it goes to the fudge room.
Oh, thank you guys.
Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Also, thank you for all the love you guys have been showing us. I get messages how people love Bye Guys, and it makes me feel good. And it makes
that.
Me feel good to make you feel good.
So yeah, thanks Ian's mom. Keep it up.
Thank you to everybody. This was Bye Guys, and we'll see you real soon.
That's all, folks.